Jim Bertel. President Trump says the U.S. is ready to respond to an assault on Saudi Arabia's energy infrastructure, an attack his administration is blaming on Iran. AP Sagar Meghani has more from the White House.
In the president's words, America is locked and loaded, and a U.S. official says a military response is among the options.
This was a deliberate attack on the global economy and the global energy market.
Even as energy prices spiked, Energy Secretary Rick Perry said the market is resilient. The president's authorized releasing U.S. strategic reserves if needed to stabilize it. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
North Korea says diplomatic talks with the U.S. could resume in a few weeks. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
North Korea says the fresh talks could happen, but it will not consider abandoning its nuclear weapons unless external threats are fully removed. The North adds any upcoming working-level meetings will be decisive in determining the fate of the country's diplomacy with Washington. Negotiations have stalled since a February summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump in Vietnam collapsed over disagreements regarding sanctions relief in exchange for disarmament measures. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
6 weeks after the Indian government imposed a partial clampdown in Kashmir, the Supreme Court is directing authorities to make the very best endeavor to return normal life to the disputed Himalayan region. The judges also asked the Indian government to ensure smooth functioning of schools, hospitals, and public transport. The Supreme Court did not order the government to take specific actions to address the crisis. 36 people are missing after a boat sank in the Congo River on the outskirts of Kinshasa. Police say 76 people survived. For all the latest news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Purdue Pharma, the maker of prescription painkiller OxyContin, has filed for bankruptcy protection in a U.S. court. The company is facing numerous lawsuits alleging it aggressively marketed dangerous, addictive painkillers that helped fuel the opioid crisis in the United States. AP's Jeff Mulvihill, who covers opioid litigation, reports Purdue Pharma's bankruptcy filing is not the end of its legal troubles.
The company makes OxyContin. It's being sued by thousands of state, local, and tribal governments across the country. It announced a deal last week with about half the states plus the local governments to settle those lawsuits. But now what happens is up to a bankruptcy judge.
The value of the settlement could reach $12 billion. Talks between General Motors and the United Auto Workers continue today following the start of a nationwide strike by workers. AP's Matt Small has the latest.
Let's move!
More than 49,000 UAW members walked out on GM early this morning after the union said months of negotiations over wages, plant closures, and other issues with the automaker hadn't budged enough. James Cotton in Detroit is one of the striking employees, and he says he'll stick it out for as long as it takes to get a fair contract.
We're willing to do what we have to do. It's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. I can't deny that. But we have to keep fighting.
Workers have shut down 33 manufacturing plants across 9 states and 22 parts distribution warehouses. It's the first national strike by the union since a 2-day walkout back in 2007. I'm Matt Small.
The union wants better wages and health care, as well as job security and profit sharing. Civil society groups say they expect hundreds of thousands of people to join a worldwide protest for climate action on Friday. AP's Charles de la Desma reports.
Activists, trade unions and church groups in Germany say more than 400 rallies are planned in the country alone. The global climate strike is also expected to see events in Australia, Japan, India, Britain and the US and dozens of other countries. It's partly inspired by the activism of Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg, who has staged weekly demonstrations over the past year. The events take place days before a UN climate summit in New York, of which heads of government who present their long-term plans on climate action. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker held their first face-to-face talks Monday without any visible signs of a breakthrough on a Brexit deal. The two men talked over a two-hour lunch amid claims from the British, though not the EU, that a deal is in sight. The European Commission says Britain has yet to offer any legally operational solutions to the issue of the Irish border, the main roadblock to a deal. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.